I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Europe's people swap went sideways even before it really got off the ground. In a deal struck last month between Turkey and the European Union, Syrian refugees are being exchanged for Europe's illegal immigrants. Deportations began Monday but are already on hold. The system's already overwhelmed in both Greece and Turkey. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission says,
"It's amazing how a simple little Bible story book can be a great delight to a family and focus their attention on stories about Jesus Christ and off from all their dismal circumstances."
They've come alongside Christian ministries in Turkey to help. Did you know that even a $5 storybook is a good place to start? Today is Hunger Sunday. It's also an invitation for Christians around the world to contemplate the power of ending all forms of human poverty. It's a call to arms. Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry says they're focused on ending hunger now.
It is estimated right now that 25,000 children die every day from hunger-related causes. And this is not simply a statistic. These are children, highly vulnerable children, who have real names, come from real families, in some of the most despondent and desperate places around the globe.
Food for the Hungry works with churches and Christian people as it focuses its efforts to end all forms of human poverty, both physical and spiritual. And he says there's one true test to find out the health of a community.
You can find the relative health of a community by testing out the relative well-being or health of the children.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.